We continue with the profile of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Mufti Muhammad Aku will continue this week. And the Sahabi that he will be looking into this week and taking life, lessons out of their life is that of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu.
Al-Rahman al-Rahim. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the beautiful lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Really, what amazing lives they lived, what selfless lives. The Sahabi we discuss is a Sahabi by the name of Jabir, Jabir bin Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram Al-Ansari As-Sulami. He comes from the Bani Salima tribe. Bani Salima tribe. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, there is another famous Jabir radiallahu anhu, who is Jabir bin Abdullah bin Ri'ab. This is Jabir bin Abdullah bin Amr. This Sahabi was a very, very young Sahabi in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He first came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his father. His father was Abdullah bin Amr, a famous Sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhum. You would definitely recall, inshaAllah, my respected listeners, when we discussed the life of Amr bin Jamuh, Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi who was lame and he strove for Allah, and how his children made an effort to bring him to Islam with their friend Mu'adh bin Jabal. Those youths' mother, and Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu's wife was Hind. Hind binti Amr. So Hind and Jabir's father were brother and sister. Hind and Jabir radiallahu anhu's father were brother and sister. So Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu was a Sahabi who embraced Islam in the early stages. And in the Bay'atul Aqaba, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 13th year after Nubuwah to take bay'ah at his hands and to request him to come to Madinah Munawwara and to give their lives in his service, Abdullah bin Amr was there, and with him was his young son Jabir. Jabir radiallahu anhu, this youngster places his hands, his youthful hands, his hands brimming with youth and love, even though it was so young, he places it in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah bin Amr journeys with his son Jabir. When the Muslims quietly came out from the tents of the people of Yathrib, at that time it was known as Yathrib, then Allah's Nabi changed it to Madinah Munawwara. The mushrikeen of Medina came for Hajj that year. But this group of 70 some odd with two women, they quietly came out of the tents to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Aqaba. This young man was one of them who were prepared to do anything for their iman. They were prepared to do anything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a discussion it was. When they said, O Nabi of Allah, come to us. And then they asked, we will give our life for this. What's in it for us? Allah's Nabi said, Jannat will be your abode. He made no promise of dunya. These Sahaba radiallahu anhum were very, very happy. And they were ready. They took bay'ah readily. They were so happy. This is Jabir bin Abdullah bin Amr. As we said, Jabir bin Abdullah bin Ri'ab radiallahu anhu met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam late one night in the 11th year. This was before the Bay'atul Aqaba. That night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making jawla, was making gasht, inviting people to Allah Ta'ala late at night. He met different tribes. On that occasion, he was with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, wherein he met the Banu Shayban tribe. Then Allah's Nabi was walking amidst the Hajj tents, the tents of the Hajis, and he met these six youth from Madinah Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, he heard them speaking, and then he said to them, that would you all mind I sit with you all and share with you all something that will be really beneficial to you all? They welcomed him, And they said that you can sit with us. He said to them, أَفَلَا تَجْلِسُونَ أُكَلِّمْكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَا فَجَلَسُوا مَعَهُ فَشَرَحَ لَهُمْ حَقِيقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَدَعْوَتَهُ وَدَعَاهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَتَلَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ. Can I sit with you all? Explain to you all? Would you all sit with me? They said, sure. He explained to them what is Islam, the da'wah of Islam. He invited them to Allah. He recited Quran to them. And then they were actually then saying to each other that we heard about this man from the Jews of Medina. And this group of six youth embraced Islam at that time, on that occasion. The first of the youth of Medina to embrace Islam. Amongst them was Jabir bin Abdullah bin Ri'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is Jabir bin Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this sahabi now returns from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Medina Munawwara with their iman enlightened to such an extent that they enlightened the world. Amazing connection that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in spite of their tender age was something so special. Those young youthful hearts being filled with iman, being strengthened with iman and being connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a tender age. Not long after that, that was the 13th year, Dhul-Hijjah. Then in Rabi'ul Awwal, the 14th year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. And that was such an amazing thing for Jabir radiallahu anhu and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, where Jabir radiallahu anhu was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would all the time be in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's company, learning deen, narrating the ahadith. Do you know, my respected listeners, the musnad of Jabir radiallahu anhu, meaning the collection of ahadith by Jabir radiallahu anhu, the traditions of Jabir radiallahu anhu, narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates 1,540 ahadith. How much he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to actually learn so many ahadith. He's one of those sahaba who are al-mukthirina min al-ruwat. Those rawis, those narrators of hadith who narrate many, many ahadith. He narrates one of the most amount of hadith from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in spite of his tender age. And he used his youth to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the time of Badr. Jabir radiallahu anhu could not participate. He was very tender and young, and in Uhud as well. And the actual reason was his father refused to give him permission. Why did his father refuse to give him permission? Jabir radiallahu anhu was quite hurt. Radiallahu anhu reports that it was the night before Uhud. It was the night before Uhud. My father explained to me that I cannot join him because of my 9 sisters that I have to take care of. And then he says to me that, oh my son, I feel that I will be shaheed in this expedition. And there's no one that I love more than you after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ma ada'u ahadan a'azza alayya minka ba'da Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I leave no one more valuable to me than you after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning most valuable is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I hold you in most value, O my beloved son. And then my son, I leave this duty to you. Wa inna alayya daynan faqdi dayni. With the responsibility of your sisters. But my debt you have to pay. And be kind to your sisters. وَسْتَوْسِ بِهِنَّ خَيْرًا. Be good to them. Be compassionate towards your sisters. Because their father will be shaheed. It was on the day of Uhud. My father Abdullah was the first shaheed of the expedition. After that expedition, we then buried my father. When I buried my father, in the riwayat of Hayat al-Sahaba, it's quite amazing, the whole incident of him burying his father and how miraculous was the body of his father. How miraculous Allah made that happen. Anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu was so sad on his father's departure. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Jabir radiallahu anhu, O Jabir, every person speaks to Allah min wara'i hijab, from behind the veil. Allah spoke to your father direct. Allah spoke to your father direct. And when he was asked, ask, O Abdullah, what do you want? What do you want? What do you ask for? Anything you want will be granted to you. He asked to be returned to the world, to become shaheed and give life again for Allah. This was Sahaba radiallahu anhum's mizaj. And then he was told that that will not be given to you. That will not be given to you. You gave your life for Allah. Now is the time for you to enjoy your life of akhirat and the pleasures of akhirat. So the one who gives life for Allah always wants to sacrifice again and again for Allah. Now he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my father left this debt and there's so much of wealth to pay, and he got this garden, and whatever dates are there is not sufficient to pay the debtors, and also I have my sisters to take care of. O Nabi of Allah, give me guidance. O my Nabi, with the dates in this garden of my father, I won't be able to pay his debts in years. And how will I spend on my sisters? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, call the debtors to the garden. I called them. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them to where the dates were, and he started paying them one after the other. He paid them from the produce of dates that year. And he's paying them. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is paying them. And when he completed paying them, I went to look at that plot where the dates were kept. He says, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْبَيْدَرْ فَوَجَدْتُهُ كَمَا هُوَ كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ تَنْقُسْ مِنْهُ تَمْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. I looked at the produce, I looked at those dates that Allah's Nabi paid the debts from. He says, it was as though not one date diminished from there. Jabir radiallahu anhu was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the expedition of Uhud, he never missed an expedition with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was striving, he was there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that afforded him the opportunity to learn so many ahadith. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Kunna yawm al khandaqi nahfir. As we were digging on the occasion of Khandaq, and then there was a huge boulder that was very, very difficult to actually demolish. I told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this rock. He said, I am coming. That this rock was not possible to crumble or destroy. So how are we going to continue with digging the trench? Allah's Nabi said, Da'uha fa inni nazilun ilayha. I am coming down. Allah's Nabi came down, and with his blows he crumbled those rocks, with taking Allah Ta'ala's name. And then I noticed the hunger in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I sought his permission to go home. I actually went home and I said to my wife, I saw the bitterness of hunger in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is very, very difficult for anyone to bear. Do you have anything? Do you have anything that I can prepare for him? She says, I got a little bit of barley and we got that little goat. So I went to the goat and I slaughtered it and I cut it and then I put it into the pot and I started preparing this barley and I gave it to my wife and I said to her, come, let's complete this preparation. The dough is almost ready. It's about to rise. And I rushed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said, O Nabi of Allah, tu'ayyimun. There's a little meal ready, specially prepared for you. You and one or two others, come along. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, what actually do you have? I described to him the condition of the meal. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew how much of food there was. He stood up and he made i'lan, the announcement, Ya Ahlal Khandaq, Ya Ahlal Khandaq, Inna Jabiran qad sana'a lakum suran, fahayya halam bikum. Oh people of Khandaq, oh the Sahaba who are digging the trench of Khandaq, Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared a meal for you, has prepared a meal for you. All of you welcome, come along. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, go to your wife and tell her not to remove the pot and do not bake the bread until I come. Do not complete it until I come. And I rushed home and I was grieved and I was worried and I was shy. Only Allah knew my condition, that the entire Sahaba of Khandaq are coming over a few kilograms of barley and a little goat. I rushed in. I said to my wife, you know what? We're now in disgrace. Allah's Nabi is coming. Everyone is coming. We don't have enough food. My wife says to me, take it easy. Did Allah's Nabi invite them or did you invite them? Did you invite Rasulullah? Yes, yes, Rasulullah knows the condition. What are you worrying for? She says, Sarri an nafsik, sarri an nafsik. My husband, take it easy. Be cool, take it easy. And his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, know best. He says, my wife alleviated my grief through her statement. Because sometimes also, my respected listeners, sometimes, in our times especially, not Sahaba's times, Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive us, not Sahaba's time, in our time, the greatest worry is the reaction of the wife. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba, Sahabiyat were different. Imagine, she says, take it easy, take it easy. Not long after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrives with the Muhajirun and with the Ansar. And then he says to them, come in and do not crowd each other. And then he said to my wife, bring someone else also to help you break the bread with you. So I call one of my neighbors, and then now we're breaking the bread, baking it. And then he said, do not remove the pot from the stove. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then started breaking the bread and putting the meat on it, and he's putting it in front of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are eating. Every one of them ate. All of them participated in that meal. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I take qasam by Allah, innahum infaddu anit ta'am, wa inna qidrana latafuru mumtali'atan kamahi. When they completed the meal and were satiated, the pot was still brimming and full, as it was when we started. And the bread was still breaking. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to my wife, you all eat also and gift the entire neighborhood also. She ate, and the whole day she spent just sending to different people continuously. This is the barakat, my respected listeners. People home to eat. There'll be barakat in the home. Cook food for Allah's people. Cook food for the awliya of Allah. Cook food for pious people. We should endeavor to do this. There'll be barakat in our home. When there's jamaat in our area, we should also endeavor. Our women folk, my respected mothers, when cooking for Allah's sake, really, there's so much of sweetness in that meal. There's barakat in that meal. I always remember my grandmother saying that don't praise me when the food came out so tasty when I cooked for the jamaat. It was not me. There was another special hand putting the ingredients in that food. This is that barakat Allah Ta'ala puts, my respected listener. Allah's deen, feed people for Allah's sake. When we bring more people home to eat, there's more barakat. Barakat will come to our home first. Barakat will come to our home first. We should love to feed more and more people for Allah Ta'ala's sake, like the mizaj of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Comes home, takes his rizq and leaves barakat and goes away. Home will come ulama, from that home will come da'is, from that home will come awliyaullah, through the barakat of the dua of the guest, through the barakat of the dua of those pious people that partake of that meal in our homes. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so beautiful. About when Allah Ta'ala loves someone, Allah Ta'ala will give him a gift. What is that gift, O Nabi of Allah? That gift is a guest. That gift is a guest. A guest is a gift of Allah Ta'ala. And the hadith is so beautiful. When a person comes to a person's home, and he angers Allah Ta'ala if he actually belittles what was put forth before him. And the host also displeases Allah Ta'ala if the host feels shy to give what they have. If what you have is simple, put forward what is simple. It doesn't have to always be lavish. If Allah Ta'ala gave you something, you can make ikram of that. Obviously, don't hoard the best and give the host, the guest the worst. Guest, Allah Ta'ala's guest, give them the best. But if you have, give what you have. If you don't have things that are the best, what you have and what you can afford, you can still give of that. And there will be barakat in that, because Allah Ta'ala gave you that means, my respected listener. That beautiful heart that you give it with, that will even taste better to the guest than any other lavish meal, because of the sincere heart that it was portrayed with. Sincerity and ikhlas and heart is what counts. Radiallahu says, عادني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا لا أعقل فتوضأ وصب علي من وضوئه فعقلته. He said, I was very ill on one occasion to such an extent that I was unconscious. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم came to visit me. He visited me and he poured water of his wudu on me. And I instantaneously came back to consciousness. I regained my consciousness. So visiting the sick is also something very, very amazing. We learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give our brothers tawfiq. We went with the brothers to visit the hospital. It's such a beautiful thing to even go and visit the hospital. Even if there isn't someone specific to meet there, just to make dua for people. And sometimes non-Muslims in the hospital, just stand there and make dua for them. Take something for them. That will be a means of their hidayat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit any sick person. Here he visits Jabir radiallahu anhu. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, there was a Jewish youngster who was ill. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit him. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited him and invited him to Allah Ta'ala. So you never know who can change their life. So there was one very elderly person that we visited yesterday, and we just said that we came from the masjid, we want to pray for you. So and we prayed. This person was actually in tears and said, you know, I have Muslim friends. I have Muslim friends. What you all did for me is very, very touching. I went to my car, I took out a translation Quran, I went to give it to this individual as a gift. There was tears in this individual's eyes. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala can use us for His deen and to become a mercy unto others, my respected listeners. Radiallahu anhu's wisdom, and look at the special attention Allah's Nabi gave to him. He says, on one occasion I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey, on an expedition, and as we were returning, my conveyance was very, very slow. So Allah's Nabi came by me. Obviously I was in the back, and Allah's Nabi came by me. This was the mercy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wouldn't just be in front with those right in front. He would actually survey everyone and actually be behind at times and encourage those who were weak and encourage them and motivate them and inspire them. Here Jabir radiallahu anhu, whose camel was giving trouble. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck it, and automatically its temperament changed and it became the fastest conveyance of all. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some hearty discussion with Jabir radiallahu anhu, because he was asking permission to go earlier into Medina Munawwara because he had just got married. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is having a hearty discussion with him that, oh Jabir, you know, did you get married to a virgin girl or one who had previously been married? So Jabir radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, I married a girl who was previously married. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reason behind it, Jabir, wouldn't you get married to a virgin? So he says, O Nabi of Allah, I got 9 sisters to take care of. So I got married to an elderly woman who is more mature and who can assist me in fulfilling my responsibility towards my sisters, because they have no one after my father had gone. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed this intelligence and this wisdom in Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also, see the importance of such a mature wife. She was the one who actually kept her composure when there were so many guests also. So there's so much of wisdom in that as well. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jabir, sell this conveyance to me. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I need to get to Medina Munawwara. So he says, still, you can still sell it to me. You can go to Medina Munawwara and give it to me there. They make it into Medina Munawwara. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends the amount, the value of the camel to him, and he then delivers the camel to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi calls him and says, no, O Jabir, the money is yours and the camel is yours. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the system of actually uplifting him, that he felt that he sold it and he's not getting it for free. And afterwards Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him as a gift. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered the feelings of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Really, the life of Jabir radiallahu anhu is so amazing. It's so many interesting ahadith. Time to actually give a lot of importance to ahadith. Even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he would undertake a lengthy journey, even up to a month and more, just to learn something he didn't know, to hear some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he didn't know of. In Hayatul Sahaba volume 3, there's a chapter on the journey of Jabir radiallahu anhu to Sham, to Syria and to Misr, to Egypt, to listen to these ahadith. Jabir radiallahu anhu undertook this journey, and this was fi akhiri umri. One report states that this one journey was actually towards the end of his life. And mind you, my respected listeners, he became ill towards the end of his life, to such an extent that he was blind. He undertook this journey to Makkah Mukarramah. Fi ahaditha sami'aha. Because he heard that there are others who know certain hadith that he doesn't know. He heard those hadith and then he returned to Medina Munawwara. In one report, in Musnad Ahmad and Tabrani, Jabir radiallahu anhu heard, he says, I heard that Abdullah bin Unais radiallahu anhu is in Sham and he's narrating this hadith of Qisas. The hadith of Qisas. So I undertook my journey. I purchased a conveyance, prepared my saddle, and I undertook this journey of a month. I reached Sham. I found out whereabouts is Abdullah bin Unais radiallahu anhu's house. I reached there. Someone opens the door. So I say to that person, tell my sati Abdullah bin Unais, Jabir is at the door. So he asks, he comes out to ask, is it bin Abdullah? So I say, yes. Abdullah bin Unais comes out rushing, actually without his, then I have his kurta, he's dragging his kurta in his hand. He rushes out, he hugs me, I hug him. And then I get to the point, and I say, hadithun balghani ank. There's one hadith that you are narrating. You heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My worry was that either you die or I die before hearing this hadith. You heard it from the beautiful lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I must hear it from you. Allahu Akbar, my respected listeners. This is the value Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for the words of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The value, the respect, the love, the importance. Also every day have the halqa of ta'aleem in our homes. Daily read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for our children. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum in our homes. How much of barakat we'll get. And also sit in the company of the ulama and listen to the ahadith. Even if we feel we know that hadith, listen to it again and again, that nur will come into our hearts. And also aspire to learn more and more ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu, in spite of his advanced age, look at his talab and his zest to learn the deen and learn more and more ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith of qisas that Jabir radiallahu anhu came to learn also is quite an amazing hadith. Abdullah bin Unais radiallahu anhu mentions to him, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that Allah will gather his servants, Allah will resurrect his servants on the day of judgment. Uratan, ghurlan, bohman, they will be naked, they will be uncircumcised, they will be bohman. So Abdullah bin Unais radiallahu anhu says, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is bohman? Allah's Nabi explained that they will be completely empty handed. Then the announcement will be made. Everyone, whether near or far, will hear this. An ad-dayyan, Allah will say, I am the one who pays back in full. An al-malik, I am the king. It can never happen. لا ينبغي لأحد من أهل النار. For anyone who is a jahannami, who would enter jahannam, but he has some dues that he owes to someone from the people of Jannat, until that dues will be paid in full. And it will never happen that somebody who's a Jannati, who's to enter Jannat, but he owes something. There's some dues that he has that he owes to somebody from the people of Jahannam. That will never take place until he pays his dues. Even if he slapped him, even حتى اللطمة, one slap, a single slap also, that retribution will be taken for that also. Qisas will be taken for that also. So we asked O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will this deal or this payment or this arrangement take place at that time when we are empty handed, we are naked, we got nothing to pay with, uncircumcised? Allah's Nabi said, with the currency of akhirat, which is al-hasanat wa-sayyi'at, good deeds and bad deeds. That will be the mode of transaction on the day of judgment. Radiallahu anhu spent his life serving deen. He spent his life striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One year, he strove in Allah's path in the lands of Rome, in the Roman regions. And the Amir of that expedition was Malik bin Abdullah al-Khath'ami. And Malik was now, you know, traveling and seeing and viewing his entire army, seeing their condition, strengthening them, you know, inspiring them, giving them the care that they needed. And they were all on their conveyance. And when he passed Jabir radiallahu anhu, amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Tabi'een, he finds everyone riding on their conveyance.
And Jabir radiallahu anhu, this senior Sahabi, this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on foot. And he's holding the reins of his mule and he's pulling it along. So he asked him, Ma bika ya Abu Abdullah? O Abu Abdullah, what is the matter? Why don't you ride your conveyance? Allah made it easy for you. Your conveyance is available to you. قَدْ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ ظَهْرًا يَحْمِلُكَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, I heard Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ اِغْبَرَّتْ قَدَمَاهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. He whose feet becomes dusty, his feet get smeared in dust in the path of Allah, Allah makes him haram upon the fire of Jahannam. The Amir leaves Jabir radiallahu anhu for a while. He then charges towards the front of the entire army. And from the front, he calls out to Jabir with a loud voice, وَنَادَاهُ بِعَلَى صَوْتِهِ. O Abu Abdullah, why is it that you don't ride your conveyance when it is in your position? It is available to you. Jabir radiallahu anhu realized the intention of the Amir and he responded in a loud voice saying, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ اِغْبَرَّتْ قَدَمَاهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. He whose feet becomes dusty in the way of Allah, in the path of Allah, striving in the path of Allah, Allah will make him haram upon Jahannam, meaning those portions that the dust touches of a person becomes haram upon, in the path of Allah, becomes haram upon the fire of Jahannam. Everyone hearing this got off their conveyance and all of them were walking, or most of them were walking in that expedition, hearing this from Jabir radiallahu anhu. He spent his life from a tender age striving for Allah. The reporters mentioned how he would dress. His dressing, his kurta and his izar would never come near his ankles. And he would wear the white imama, وَعَلَيْهِ imamatun bayda. And he would have a tail behind his imama. His life was so amazing. There's no time to even complete the other discussions of his life. Jabir radiallahu anhu left this world in the year 74 Hijri. And he was 94 years old. He passed away in Medina Munawwara. The Amir, the governor of Medina Munawwara at that time was Aban bin Uthman. And he performed the janazah salah for Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To emulate the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to follow them, to love them. There's no time to discuss any further. Let's read three quls for this Sahabi radiallahu anhu. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.